Where Across the Crowded Ways of Life by Dr. Frank Mason North. A French historian suggested it. His friend, also a Frenchman, designed it. Together they even chose the site where it would be erected. Upon hearing about it, another Frenchman, who had built the Eiffel Tower, volunteered to build the supporting framework. Though it was suggested by three Frenchmen, de Laboy, Bartholdi, and Eiffel, it would not be erected in France with its centuries of historical lore, but in a relatively young nation of just 100 years, who already was being lauded in song as the land of the free and the home of the brave, and in international editorials as the land of opportunity. In its short history, thousands, as if drawn by a magnet, found on its shores release and freedom from tyranny and bondage. Others fleeing from starvation had founded a land of milk and honey. To all, it was a land of opportunity. The dream of these Frenchmen became a reality on July 4, 1886. When the people of France presented the Statue of Liberty to the United States. A most unusual gift under most unusual circumstances. For never before in the history of the world had any nation shown such recognition to any other nation. Ironically, France years earlier had persecuted and driven out the Christian Huguenots from its shores, many of them coming to the young nation which was receiving this special gift that day. The Statue of Liberty had been standing for 18 years. It was now 1904. Professor Caleb Winchester, who was compiling a new hymnal, met by chance one day on the street in New York City his friend Dr. Frank Mason North. Dr. North was secretary of a New York City Missionary and Church Extension Society. Some months before, these two men had been at the unveiling of a special plaque which had been placed on the Statue of Liberty. It contained the poem written by Emma Lazarus, a part of which is often quoted, which goes, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." At the time, these two men had discussed the spiritual needs of the vast multitudes found in New York City who had never been able to leave the city and go into other parts of the country. The heartbreaking experiences of so many as they became pawns of the unscrupulous. That day they had pledged to work harder in proclaiming the gospel and helping those in need. Now as they again met, Winchester reminded North of the discussion they had had and suggested, "Why not write a special missionary hymn just for New York City? I would like to include it in my new hymnal. I need some good missionary hymns." Dr. North replied, "I'm certainly not a poet, and I don't see how I will be able to do it, but I'll try." And try he did. The result was Where Across the Crowded Ways of Life, a heart-searching word picture of a busy city in need of the Lord Jesus. In later years, when asked what his purpose was in writing the hymn, Dr. North replied, "My purpose was to show that the gospel in our times demands that the follower of our Lord must make the interest of the people his own and must find the heart of the world's needs if he is in any way to represent the Lord Jesus Christ among men."